welcome to another episode of Healthy Steps Cast, a podcast about health coaching. My name is Adam Gavarkas, and I am a research assistant with the Healthy Steps Program research team based at Western University in London, Ontario, Canada, and I'm very happy that you've decided to join us for this episode. As the team behind the Healthy Steps Program, we understand how challenging it can be to make changes to get healthier. Getting more exercise in, sitting less, and eating a little better are all changes that take a long time to stick, which is why we have designed a program where a supportive coach can be there to help our participants along the way. Unfortunately, however, our coaches can only meet with a participant every couple months or so, and participants can find it difficult to sustain positive changes between sessions. Fortunately, in the Web 2.0 era, there are a variety of technological tools that are available to our coaches that can help our participants to make positive changes and then make those changes stick. Over the next three episodes, we'll be discussing three types of technologies that we think health coaches can really take advantage of. In this episode, we will be talking about the power of social media. Facebook has 1.65 billion monthly users. 310 million people sign into Twitter every month. Roughly the same number of people worldwide check out pictures on Instagram. Social media has been completely integrated into our world. Chances are you have one, if not more, social media accounts. In episode 2, we talked about the link between social support and health. Fostering a network of friends and family has long been associated with an increased likelihood that an individual can sustain a long-term change like exercising more or eating healthier. In the past, social networks were limited to the physical environment, but now we have the ability to connect with people all over the world through digital networks. How has this affected our ability to foster support when making health behavior changes? To talk about this, I was fortunate enough to sit down with Karen Simavong. Karen is a research coordinator at Western University and an essential member of the Healthy Steps research team. She has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to using technology to facilitate behavior change. I hope you enjoy our talk. Karen, it's so nice of you to take the time to chat with me today. So why don't you start by telling our listeners a little bit about what you do as it applies to the Healthy Steps program.
Well, thank you for having me here today. So my name is Karen, as Adam has said. I'm a member of the Healthy Steps Central Research Team here in London, Ontario. My role, part of the team, is that I'm a research coordinator. I help with organization, implementation of the program, and just making sure everything runs smoothly.
Great. Thanks for sharing a little bit about yourself. So just for a little bit of background, considering what we're talking about today, why don't you talk a little bit about what social media actually is?
Yeah, so social media is a great interactive digital platform. There's lots of different types of social media that you can get involved with. It really allows users to share their ideas and information with different networks of contacts and making networks too. So it's a great way to connect and be connected.
Excellent. Thanks for that. So if we look at the scientific literature, several studies have examined the effects of social media, Facebook in particular, in fostering social support when trying to improve health behaviors. So in general, what are the findings of this kinds of research?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, a lot of research focuses on Facebook because it's been around for so long, but also lots of these programs allow for increased social support and some lead to a lot of improved outcomes in physical activity and health eating, which is a really big thing in the Healthy Steps program. Also, by posting on any form of social media, it increases your accountability to do an action. So for instance, if I'm going to say I'm going to go for a bike ride today, it makes them more accountable to do that bike ride. So it really increases people's accountability of actually meeting goals, for example, as well as research has found that it increases satisfaction of posting successful updates along the way because they get the instant gratification from, example, likes, favoriting, and so forth.
Excellent. So the evidence then, based on what you've said, suggests that this is really something that coaches out there should consider when they're developing their practice. So considering that, Yep. So considering that, do you have any advice on how health coaches, including our Healthy Steps coaches out there, can use social media to help their patients or clients improve their health behaviors?
Yeah, definitely. Well, social media tools can help them interact with their community. They have the potential to improve reach as well as their engagement with communities as well as their participants. And they're able to provide really tailored experiences, kind of giving them information that they think will be important for them, or not just individuals, but also communities. So you're not just impacting the individual, you're able to impact the community. So it's great for a coaching program. You're also really able to share useful tips and tricks, any articles that you might find interesting that's found on social media too, or that you think might be relevant. It's also another really easy way to interact with people, not in person, but also in another way. So you can like things, favorite things, show support in different ways. You can friend people, different people that you might not have been in contact with, and try and add that support too. Yeah, these are all great ways to build your own social network and support people in their coaching program as well, to keep people interested too, which is really important as well, keeping them motivated through the coaching program as well.
Okay, now there are several social media platforms out there. So do you have any advice on which one is the best when you are trying to foster these types of social support when trying to make a health behavior change?
Yeah, so there's lots of different social media platforms out there. It can get kind of overwhelming at times. One thing that we've used with Healthy Steps program is the Tides Network, personal networks, through St. Elizabeth, and they provide private networks. But some people aren't as lucky to have a private social network. So there's also Facebook, which is a very popular social media platform where users can create personal networks of friends, families, and they can like and comment on other contacts. They can also make their own, as well as Twitter, where networks can create kind of like a following. They're able to use and share information with messages, and there's a character limit, so there's 140 characters. So because of the short length, Twitter is really a good way to get instant information. As well as there's Instagram, which is more picture-oriented people, as well as Pinterest, where you can get a combination of pictures and information. There's lots of different things. We're actually also making a form of social media right now through this podcast, so there's lots of different things for people to use in the form of social media. Also, but if they don't feel really comfortable sharing their health behaviors, they can also make private Facebook groups, which is also a really great way to get support. There's just lots of pros and cons of using all of them. And if any social media pro is that you can post anything you want, but also that in itself can be a con. So just have to be aware of what you're posting and so forth.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that's a good point to bring up. So do you have any other suggestions for how social media can be integrated into a coaching program? I mean, we've done it quite successfully as a part of the Healthy Steps program, but for others out there who may be thinking about undergoing a similar process, do you have any other suggestions?
Well, I mean, a great way is for a Facebook group or Twitter is to create their own hashtags. So a hashtag basically is a means of organizing conversation on social media platforms. They can be general, like hashtag go for a walk, or more specific, like hashtag Healthy Steps program is great. hashtags really provide context for comments and also link comments together. So you can see on, for example, on Twitter, if a lot of people are talking about Healthy Steps, you can do hashtag Healthy Steps and you can kind of see everyone that's talking about Healthy Steps, for example. They really just become like more of a hyperlink. So you can also click them, and it's a way to also kind of filter, I guess, in a way. But it's a really great social media in general, just a great way to use social media to directly engage with participants in another format, and just making sure people feel connected too.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think the hashtag is a really useful form of navigation through what can be a very hectic environment in unfiltered social media. So for the coaches out there that have, based on this conversation, who may be really thinking about engaging with their client base on Facebook or Twitter or another social media platform of their choosing, do you have any tips that will increase the effectiveness or the impact of the types of content that they're posting?
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's one method called the POST method, and it stands for, it's an acronym for saying, so P stands for people, so whom do you want to communicate with? If that's important to know. O is for objectives. What do you really want to accomplish by posting to the social media platform? S is stands for a strategy. So you want to ensure that you have a successful strategy. So how will you get this successful strategy? So will it be you're going to post bi-weekly, you're going to post every day, kind of figure out a timeline that works for you, but making sure you have post often, but post when you can and make it manageable for yourself, because a lot of times social media can be overwhelming. I have social media platforms with, I feel like, everything, but I don't post every day. Otherwise, it'd become overwhelming and it would take over my day job, right? So it's just more so making sure you strategize too, as well as technology, which tools will you try and which ones will you use? Because as I mentioned, there's lots of different social media tools, but which one will you like, which one will your participants and individuals and communities like? It's more so figuring out what works best for you too. But I really would suggest the POST method.
The POST method. Okay, that is a great idea. That's a great idea. Well, Karen, thanks so much for taking the time to talk a little bit about social media. We really appreciate you being on.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I want to thank you very much for taking the time to listen, and on behalf of the Healthy Steps team, we hope you tune in again. If you'd like to learn more about the Healthy Steps program and even becoming a certified Healthy Steps coach, please visit us at www.healthysteps.ca and explore our online training program. If you'd like to reach out to provide feedback or recommend a topic, you can email us at healthysteps@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can follow our team on Twitter at Healthy Steps or me at Adam Gavarkovs. Till next time, talk soon.